Well, I do think, first of all, it's amazing you're here. As I rushed back from another service at about 10 to 1, I thought, no one will come in this weather. It is utterly ghastly. But I underestimated the zealous faithfulness of the congregation of St. Mary Woolnoth. You put feeble clergy like me to shame, but I don't take it for granted, so thank you very much for coming. It would have been drier had you stayed in front of your screen. Not as exciting, I was about to say not as close to God, but of course Hamish immediately knew that I was going to say that, so he looked at me and said, don't go into heresy, I know where you're going, because God is everywhere, of course, and equally close. So let me just read the Bible, which is much safer than me wittering on. Luke chapter 5, thank you so much for that supportive laugh. Luke chapter 5, beginning at verse 37. Luke chapter 5, verse 37, on page 975. Jesus talking, and Jesus said, "And people do not pour new wine into old wineskins. If they do, the new wine will burst the skins, the wine will run out, and the wineskins will be ruined. No, new wine must be poured into new wineskins. And none of you, after drinking old wine, wants the new, for you say the old is better." We all know those moments, don't we, when we realize somehow we haven't made the grade or come up to the mark or fulfilled other people's expectations of us. And I had that experience last night. I went to see an old friend who I'd known 40, 50 years ago, who now lives in a little village in Wiltshire. So at 6 o'clock, the train pulled out of Waterloo and took me down through the rural countryside of Wiltshire. And I emerged and was met by another friend, and we drove to this woman's wonderful little thatch cottage to have supper. I was rather pleased with the bottle of wine I bought. I've been so busy, I hadn't had time to prepare it very much, but I found this really decent bottle in Tesco, and it had Tesco's finest. It was originally at 14, reduced to 9, and I thought, well, she'll never know that, and I will take off the little silver foil which says Tesco's finest. I was scraping it away as the train trundled, it didn't go very fast, through the countryside. It was off, but unfortunately I couldn't get the sign of the glue, that obviously something had been there that I'd torn off. And of course, on the label at the bottom of the label, it said Tesco's finest, so it was a complete waste of time. I got there, we kissed, we asked, in a kind of polite sort of way, asked each other after each other's health. And I met the other guests, most of whom I knew, which was lovely. And it's getting rather hot, actually, as I think about it. So sorry. You don't need to know all those details, and I won't look at Will because he's already going like this. And she said, what a lovely bottle. She said, that'll be ready to drink in about 10 years' time, won't it? I said, yes. I said, I'm so sorry. She said, never mind, I didn't expect anything, which made, of course, me feel so much worse because her memories of me were of total hopelessness. But of course, actually, when we get a bottle of wine, if it's older, we think, oh, you've really invested in this bottle, rather than the £14 reduced to 9, 2018, that I'd bought from Tesco because the label looked good and I thought she'd never know, but of course she did. And we often think if we get an older wine, then it is of a higher quality. And therefore, it's slightly confusing, isn't it, to read that last verse where Jesus says, "And none of you after drinking old wine wants the new, for you say the old is better." And on one level, that is exactly right. That's what we all go with, which is why I searched Tesco's shelves. Of course, I better not. I mean, they're Tesco shelves normally with a sense of failure because they don't have the old wine that I want. But of course, Jesus is not pandering to 21st century Church of England clergy social pretensions. In fact, he's being rather negative when he says this particular verse. What he's actually saying is, those of us who are going through a difficult spiritual time, those of us who've become rather complacent in our faith, like to stick with the familiar, and don't become adventurous in the things of the Spirit. If we were to translate this accurately, we'd say, none of you after drinking old wine wants the new, for you say, the old is good. There's no sense of comparison in the original. It's just saying, yeah, I like this. I like this as it is. I want my life with you, Lord Jesus, not to have too many surprises, not to have too many challenges, not to be stretched more than I really want on a warm or cold winter's evening. I just like things as they are. I know I was once very positive, once so excited about the things of God, but actually that was in the past, and now I basically want a quiet life spiritually with all that's familiar. Jesus understood entirely the danger of slipping into spiritual complacency, of going into something that is second rate in our relationship with him. He wants us to go for the new wine. And the new wine in this particular context is that blessings that come from being absolutely on the button with the Lord Jesus Christ. The blessings of the Christian gospel mediated to us by the Holy Spirit. That's what the new wine is. And when we are really going all out for Jesus, that's when he would call us new wineskins. We are ready to receive all that he has for us. We want to go all out for him. But if I'm honest, sometimes that's not where I am. And it's not that I'm rebelling against God. It's not that I'm sinning dramatically. It's simply perhaps because I'm busy, I'm tired, God hasn't yet answered a prayer that I prayed fervently yesterday and which I expected to be answered fairly quickly. Somehow I'm just not up there where he wants me to be anymore, just because of the circumstances of life. And he says, don't get used to being like that. Don't be satisfied with that particular situation. And he looks at you and me today, and of course he knows exactly where each of us is. He also knows the pressures and the challenges and the different priorities that you're juggling with. Jesus doesn't condemn us because life is difficult and complicated. But he doesn't want us to miss out on what he'd planned for us to experience. We can be satisfied with the familiar, or we can say, Lord Jesus, I want to be where you would want me to be. I want to be excited for you. I want the new wine of a fresh experience of the Spirit. I want to be a new wineskin so that not only can you bless me, but you can also use me. And I looked at myself as I traveled back from Wiltshire this morning thinking, next time it'll be a really good bottle of wine. I thought, Lord Jesus, when you look at me this morning on this train, which has now stood here for half an hour because of trespassers on the line just ahead of us, when you look at me, do you see someone spiritually complacent or someone who wants all that you can give me so I can be all you want me to be?